Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you're listening to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. All righty, you guys. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. And I must say, I am super excited for tonight's show. We have so much going on. We're going to have an awesome time tonight, you guys. So go ahead, kick back, grab you a brewski, a cup of Kool-Aid, a nice white wine, and let's hang out and chill and blast tonight. So real quick, for those who have been following me on Facebook and every other medium.com I can be on, we have a wonderful big shoe giveaway today. I'm going to have Todd Hill of Restricted Shoe Designer Company give away over, well, not over, but we're going to give away five pair of shoes tonight to five lucky callers. Definitely want to tune in to the station. Be sure to call in at 718-664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. All righty, and you guys definitely want those shoes. And dudes out there, don't hate on calling in because you know your girl would love a fresh new pair of shoes. So you definitely got to check it out. Alrighty, so if you're planning on calling in, but do try to go on Restricted Footwear Company on Facebook and request them as a friend, okay, or as a fan, should I say, and that Restricted Footwear Company on Facebook. Alrighty, so anyhow, it's going to be an awesome thing. I'll mention it some more through the course of the show. Let's see. Oh, you guys, guess what? I have to tell you, my baby sister's birthday is coming up. Oh, I'm so excited. My mother's birthday is coming up, as you heard me mention before, so baby sister is getting a little overshadowed by mother's 50th. Don't tell her I told her your age. Don't tell her I told y'all her age. But anywho, so baby sister is coming up first, though, on January 16th for the whopping 24 years of age. Wow. I really cannot believe it. I mean, my baby sis, I still remember when I took her to prom, we had her high school graduation. We sent her off to college for the first time. And my baby sister, Jasmine A., a.k.a. Missy, is going to go ahead and have an awesome birthday. Baby sis, I love you more than words will ever know. We have awesome times, weird, shaky at times, but you know forever you my girl. I love you. And here's a little happy birthday something from me and the Chipmunks. You're going to like this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, baby sis. I love you. And that's from the whole EOTM family. All righty. So moving on to the next line of business, as I typically do, let's talk about the agenda of things to do today or things going on in the show. We have so much to cover. Uber excited, as I mentioned before. We have to first discuss and we have to recap the happenings of the 2011 Black College Expo. We're going to have Christian, you know, Christian Green Eyes, I told you about before. Yeah, Christian's going to call. Terrence Jones is going to call in and discuss their experiences. And you guys definitely want to check that out. They'll be on here momentarily, actually. And I want to go ahead and put it out there right now. These two gentlemen worked the expo. They went out there and learned. They went out there and absorbed, and they took in all the information they had. And I'm just going to have to say, I'm going to break the news. I have to. I just can't wait until later. I have to say it. They both got accepted to Dillard University right there on the spot. Yay! I mean, awesome, you guys. Did a great job out there. They had their ducks in a row. They had their paperwork ready. They went out there and killed it. So they'll tell you more about the experience here shortly. Also, we're going to check out the movies. I'm going to tell you a little about Black Swan. I did see Black Swan. We have to discuss. It's so much fun. It was a great film. We'll get into that a little bit later. The top 10 reasons small businesses fail. We're going to introduce you to an event entitled Baby Day, which is a charitable event I think you guys will all fall in love with. We also are going to discuss the Verizon iPhone. Is it worth buying right now? And then last, as we talked about, the special guest, senior designer Tynese Hill of Restricted. She will be doing a giveaway of a whopping 5 pair of ladies' shoes. So remember, become a fan of Restricted Footwear Company on Facebook. You guys have to call in. You have to win those shoes and enjoy Tynese Hill as I have and do, and I'm excited. Whew. Okay. Just take a moment. Let me catch my second breath. Could someone give me a Hennessy and vodka and Coke and rum and stuff? Hey, thank you so much. I don't drink, but good looking out. Anyway, you guys, we're going to get into our first song of the night. So real quick, I had to do some throwback music, okay? I was playing on, I think, YouTube or something, and came across the old school Missy Elliott video. So tonight, most of the music is going to be a throwback to the 90s, okay? So with that being said, we're going to go ahead into the Missy Elliott track, which is my favorite Missy song, if I'm mistaken, but it's going to be Get Your Freak On. Get Your Freak On.
Want to know where the best place is to get barbecue in New Orleans? Or what about the best patio to chill out on a Sunday night? Find out where the locals go, the best kept secrets of New Orleans. It's Go NOLA TV on GoNOLA.com.
That was a funny joke, you guys. Okay, hold on. I think Missy... That is comedy. I don't know. Where's Missy? You want me to do an acapella? I could do an acapella. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Quiet. Shh. Hush your mouth. Silence when I spit it out. Hop in your face. Open your mouth. Give you a taste. Hello. Ain't no stopping me. Copywritten, so don't copy me. Y'all do it. Properly, and y'all can't come close to tea. I know you're feeling me. I know you want to. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. I'm gonna get a little carried away. Y'all didn't know I knew that though, right? And if you want to go even further back, you can do up jumps the boogie, boogie jumps me. Up jumps the boogie, boogie jumps me. And I'm in the Marriott, no place to get got after I. Well, I don't smoke pot, so I can't say that part either. Well, oh well. I can't get by my Missy track. You guys will have to deal with that later. Oops. Well, that's fine. I hope you enjoyed that wonderful rendition that T'Angelo gave to you. Go ahead and let's give him a round of applause, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, she brought me flowers. You're too kind. She could have cut me a cheek if you asked me, but I ain't one to gossip. She didn't hurt that. Please. Oh, no. Stop it. Keep going. Stop it. No. Please keep going. Oh, please. Everyone, please have a seat. No picture. Thank you, thank you. Mother would be proud. So anyhow, you guys. Okay, so it wasn't that bad. I mean, I knew it was a little on the edges and all, but y'all, for real. So anywho, again, I'll just mention Restricted. Again, we'll be here on the free shoes later on this evening. Stick around and we'll get into what's going on with that. Okay, well, let's discuss the T projects. Dun, dun, dun. But I don't want to talk about T projects. We need to bump a little something first. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go with the. You know what? Let's play my theme song. Let's do the Rihanna Rockstar right now. I'm kind of feeling some Rihanna. You guys, that's my theme song right there. When y'all listen to these lyrics, it's going to pretty much encompass how T'Angelo likes to do it on the weekends. So here we go with Rihanna doing Rockstar. Check this out.
I'm sitting in the back, I'm feeling so good. I can't
yeah, you guys, that is my track, like a rock star. Only thing I'm missing is my black guitar. That's how I do it, you guys. That's what's up. Okay, so the throwback was me. Rihanna was a push forward to the present time. So, hey, let it do what it do, baby. Okay, so real quick, you know I love the box office. Let's get into that. We're going to get into the box office charts right now because I want to have Terrence and Christian call in, but they'll be in a little bit shorter. So I have to get them on the line and talk with them, okay? So real quick, number one this week. That was a drum roll. I hope y'all felt that drum roll. It was True Grit with Paramount Pictures. True Grit did come in with number one this week. It was a great film. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm working on it. Little Fockers, a comedy. I'm so excited. I'm going to check that out this week, so we'll discuss Little Fockers next week. And number two, then we have Season of the Witch. I don't know that one, but it did come in at number three with, what, $10 million? That's what's up. What's that? Oh, God, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Tron, there it is. It took me a minute. Tron Legacy, that came in number four. Black Swan, number five. Country Strong, number six. The Fighter, number seven. I just saw a trailer on The Fighter, and it kind of gave me a little something. I don't know how I'm still, if I'm going to go, if I'm going to stay home, if I'm going to go. But number eight was Yogi Bear, and I'm definitely checking the Yogi Maestro. I told you last week, hey, boo-boo, what do we want to do? Got to check it out. It's going to be so much fun. And then number 10 is still Tangled. Tangled's been out for like 7 weeks now, and they pulled in over $135 million cumulatively, but $5 million this weekend. So, you know, that's definitely the box office this week. You guys still kind of figure out what you want to check out. There's some things for you. Now, in the upcoming weeks, who are we working with? We have The Dilemma. The trailer is out. You can definitely check that out. What I am super excited to go check out is going to be The Green Hornet. Now, for people in my age bracket and, you know, anyone from the 2000 era who graduated near the 2000 era of high school, we really don't know Green Hornet like that because it's before our time. For those of you who was raised with some old school family folks who like to take it back, you know, I was raised with Green Hornet. I know about Kato. I know about The Mask. I was there. We watched it. My mom has a DVD box set, everything. So I'm really interested to see how they take the Green Hornet. And as you guys may have or may not have seen, the coolest part about Green Hornet is he's a good guy, but he turns bad to become the homies with the bad guys so we do good things. So it's that whole kind of twist to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm interested to see how they take it and how they play it because Bruce Lee was the first Kato, which was major back in the day. I mean, his title was awesome. That's what he did. So if you go check out the movie. That's all I'm going to say about that. Moving on. Okay, I got caught up. Green Hornet, y'all. And, oh, wait. Okay, no, the Green Hornet car. So if you're talking about the baddest cars in the game when it came to superhero cars, okay, Batman had a bad car. It didn't skip from Knight Rider. That was a cool car. You guys, you know, that was a cool car. Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine, I mean, it didn't have no tricks on it, but it was classic. But you got to give it to the Green Hornet cars, too. Y'all got to check it out. Before 2011, we had all these new little hyper-octic lights and stuff and the little car kit with the lights on the bottom and things, Green Hornet had green headlights. Boom, check that out. You don't even know about it. So anyhow, moving on. Sorry. Okay, I'm ready to move on. I'm sorry. Okay, Hood to Coast is also coming out, and it's just going to be awesome for you guys. Get into the theater and check out films. I love movies, and I love the arts, so we definitely want to do that. Okay, so while we discussed, and we had mentioned the Black Swan, I'm going to give you my take on it. So, a lot of people who saw, everyone who's seen the movie so far that I know enjoyed the movie. Yeah, everyone in the room with me is, they got their hands up. Everyone, yep. Hey, Billy, I see you. Carla, yep, Carla. Who else you got? I got you on, Carla want to call in, but I got her on program already. She don't know it, but she on program, too. I got Rollo from Street Team. He on program. We'll discuss with him, too. But back to Black Swan. Okay, so Black Swan was super cool because, first of all, it was a ballerina who was dealing with some schizophrenic issues. So she had so much going on. Now, first, I am a professionally trained dancer, so I love the world of dance, okay? So if you're talking about ballet, I'm there. And so to have the ballerina dealing with some mixed stuff in the heads, I mean, it was really cool because as you're dancing, you learn to develop yourself. Mental issues are something that you go through. Now, For those who are not sure if you want to see the film, I'm going to give you an overview of the film. I'm not going to ruin it for you. And for those who don't like to talk about a film at all, then you might want to just go get something to eat real quick. I'm going to go into it. Okay, so the lead character was Nina. And Nina was a perfectly trained ballerina. She had all the techniques. She would give you pas de deux. She would give you a battement. She would give you a tendu to the front. She would give you a beautiful point, give you plie, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth position. She would let you have it. Now, the problem became is the white swan was beautiful, and she needed to be graceful and elegant, but she also had to learn to play the black swan. Now, the black swan was a little bit more conniving. She used her femme fatale to lure a man into her, and because of Nina's lack of life experiences, she didn't have the edge, the rawness that it took to play the black swan, and that's what the head choreographer, the leader of the company, was trying to express to her. She didn't get it. She kept saying, I could do it, I could do it. But then they show her a lifestyle. Her mother treats her like she's 12 years old. She has an all-pink room with a bunch of teddy bears and stuffed animals and stuff all over her bed. She still puts a little music box next to the bedroom with a little ballerina spinning around doing music. She also tucked her in at nighttime. She almost cut her food for her and swallowed it down her throat and digested it for her. I mean, girl, they didn't say her exact age to my knowledge, but she had to be at least 21 because she went to a club at one point. Moving right along. So when she decides that she wants to take the lead role, the head tells her, you don't have what it takes. And he goes to kiss her. And she's like taken back by it. She kind of wanted it, not really, well, I kind of wanted it. And then she bit him. And he was just like, he looked at her. And so she went to leave. But before he kissed her, what made him kiss her is she came into his office, got some makeup on, sprayed some smell good on her, got a little cute little teddy or something. Not a teddy, I'm sorry, I'm moving a little too fast. She had on a nice little fit or whatever and had her hair all straightened out because, you know, ballerinas have their hair pulled back. So when she came into his office, she asked him for the role. He quickly told her no and sent her on her way. She went to leave. He said, that's it? You're not going to try to fight for this? Boom, that's when he kissed her. Okay, so I'm going to skip through the film. As the film goes on, she starts having these delusions. Her fingernails end up getting eaten and bloody. She wakes up with scratch marks on her back where she must have a mental problem. She scratches herself at nighttime to the point where she bleeds. Her mother gets on her hands to keep that from happening. And she starts seeing crazy stuff. So her mom is getting on her nerves so good, her homegirl comes to the house one night and, you know, to hang out with her. Her mama's lied and said she wasn't home. So when she finds out her mama lied, she ends up saying, peace out, mama, I'm going on the road. She ain't never went out nowhere. Well, this one night, you guys, she had kissed a girl. She liked it. She had kissed about three or four boys. She enjoyed it. She was drinking. She did ecstasy. She was dancing. She was partying. She was clubbing. She did more in one night than it took me 8 or 9 years to learn how to do. Gave her some experience. By the end of the film, you guys, she had done so many different things that she finally learned to become the black swan. But inside of that, she got the edginess. She got the rawness. She performed the ending. The last 20 minutes of this movie is a killer. You guys got to stay through it. I'm not discussing the blood. I'm not discussing the death. I'm not discussing the part where she slammed her mother's hand in the door. I'm not discussing the soft porn session with the two girls together getting it. And then she was getting it. I mean, no, listen, I know she was getting it, Charles. I mean, she was getting it. Yeah, I'm getting why the getting is good getting. It, okay? Got it. Okay? Move right along. So definitely check out The Black Swan. If you don't see nothing else this week, check out The Black Swan, okay? Check out The Black Swan, and you definitely are going to feel you definitely going to feel what happened with this film. And then hit me up on tangelo@eotmradio.com and tell me what you thought. tangelo@eotmradio.com. I hope you caught that. All right, you guys, I am back, and we are here with Christian on the line, actually. We're going to pull in Christian so we can discuss post-Black College Expo. My friend Christian, are you there? Hey, Christian, what's going on, buddy? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. How's it going with you?
I am having a great time. So you are back here with the listeners, you know. We had you on before. Thank you for coming back again.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, so we are post-Black College Expo. Tell everybody about your experience. How was it for you? Tell us about the expo.
The expo was pretty fun. Of course, I went there to check out, you know, all the colleges that had to do with the major that I wanted to do. I wanted to go in either engineering was a big one for me. I went there. They had so many colleges. The biggest thing for the expo, I have to say, was the fact that they were doing on-site acceptances, and I did get into Dillard, so that was huge. And
congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. You understand how much of a relief that was to get into one of the colleges that I wanted to go to.
Right. That's what's up. Now, where is Dillard located?
And Dillard's actually down south. It's in, I believe, Louisiana. Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah, and yeah, that'd be awesome to go down there and have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it'd definitely be a good experience.
Okay, okay.
And
so
overall, they had just everything. They had a whole bunch of stuff. I talked to guys from UCLA, some from the UC system, and they had a seminar on how to get money for college. It was definitely helpful.
We did go to a how to get money for college seminar. And real quick, what would be one point that stood out that we learned from that seminar?
To get money for college, the biggest thing that stood out to me was that you have to get involved and do something that's going to separate you from the bunch. It's going to have to take a project or something that you have a special interest in and maximize it so that when you do apply for these scholarships or grants or whatever the case may be, that you stand out from everybody else.
Right. And so I'm going to expand on that. So real quick, listeners, just what he's saying is one thing that the speakers discussed was now when it comes to volunteer work, you can't just say, I helped at old folks' home, I sung some Christmas carols or whatever. You really, they on application to make yourself stand out of the 250 people who's applying for this $50,000 scholarship, your application needs to say, I created, I developed, I was a leader of, I opened a business, you need to have head up and show some leadership potential because nowadays it's just 2011. You have to step your game up, okay? So that's what that's about. So transitioning,
exactly.
Christian, the other day, and everyone, just so you know again, Christian is one of the students I mentor, and so after this I called him for what I call post-expo. And Christian, tell the listeners what you said to me after we hung up from post-expo talk.
Oh, my goodness. Post-expo, biggest thing. Right here with anything that I've done, it makes a huge difference to go in back after you do something and actually go into the third step. Remember, there are three things. You want to prepare for something that you're going to do. You want to do it. And then what majority of people miss is that you actually want to go back into it so that you can take out the things that you learned and figure out what the next step is in proceeding. It was definitely helpful that we did sit down and do that because for the past year or so, I've missed everything on that, and that's going to make a huge impact on how far I go
right.
with these things.
Right, and so so we met the other night and we discussed that you're going to now. So I'm going to let you tell them. So after we did meet, after we had our meeting, what steps are you about to take next? Where are you at now? Because we went to the expo, we learned we won it. You have some colleges lined up that you applied to Dillard. And there's other schools you're still interested in. And so where are you at now? What are we doing next?
Right now, we're getting that list. It's very important to get a list out. All the schools that you applied to and all the schools that I've got, it's important that I understand which ones I have as my backups, per se, which schools I have that I'm going to, that I'm wishing to, and the ones that sit above that are the ones that are like my far-reaching schools. So they fit almost into three categories.
And then when it comes into the I created, I developed, started, what do you think about doing?
Project-wise, this big thing, thinking about being a social and head of social events, per se, it would be for a lot of kids who might know, it'd be like a career days, hosting career days or important things that kids might be interested in before they get off to college. And that's big. That's definitely big because it's almost like me taking my step to say that I'm going to be the leader of something that's going to separate me.
And then lastly, we talk about financial aid. What steps are you taking in that?
Financial aid, man, that's FAFSA. Stay on the FAFSA. I got to get my account together. I got to make sure that all of my things are together. A little behind, January 1st was the gun. When that shot off, that was a lot of people they've already probably have already gotten theirs in, but I'm still on track, and I can get my information together and make sure that I'm taking the steps so that I can get that.
Well, that's what's up. Well, as you see, everyone, as you hear, should I say, me and Christian work together, but he has to do the work, and that's what you need to understand is if you want your education, you need to work for it. And, Christian, you are definitely in the right direction. We are a little behind, but we're going to get you in there. Also,
Yes. Everyone,
we've been talking to Charles, who I had on the show a few weeks back. Charles, I got Charles' last name just that quick. But Charles is also talking with us. He's assisting us in making sure the SAT scores are right, making sure the financial aid is in and fully put together. It's what you have to do. Well, that's what's up. Well, Christian, thank you so much for giving us a call and kicking it with a spell.
Oh,
and,
no problem.
As you well know, yeah, we'll keep in touch and continue to have forward movement, forward growth, and we'll have you on the show again.
Thank you, T.
Most definitely, Christian. We'll converse a little bit later.
All right.
Okay, you guys. Well, we're going to thank Christian for stopping by. Real quick, we're going to do another throwback song, and we're going to go into Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy?
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I want to lick you from your head to your toes, and I want to move from the bed down to the floor, and I want to make it so good, I don't
want to
leave, but I gotta
know
what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, but I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock while the boat rocks. We go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or hop out on the beach with black sand. Lick up your side and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover gonna tap that ass. Don't see, I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them, I flash them, and I'll laugh them, and if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you sass them? I let them free, and they tell me what's their fantasy, like up on the roof, tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move down to the floor. When I want to, you make it so good, I don't want to leave, but I gotta
with the candles lit, you give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet ticket just rolled out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You wanna make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, cause you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? Jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. I'm hanging in the middle of the barn. The rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of her feet. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move down to the
flow. When I wanna,
you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta,
what's
your fantasy?
I wanna get you in the back seat, windows up, that's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up, fog alert, rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt, in the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown, that's the way that I like it. Twerk, sex, jerk, overwork, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade. Your girl and my friend can trade. Tag team off the rope, on the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on hunting boat. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt. Whipped and chained and cuffed. Smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. Pool teacher, let me get my reins. Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
your toes, then I wanna move from the bed down to the down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes.
There you go. I don't know where y'all was when that one came out, but I know everybody's favorite part was bad seat, windows up, that's later. I like to fog up, fog alert, rip the pants in. I was about 17 years old. I didn't know what he was talking about up in the movie theater. Ooh, that's why Mama said don't listen to that song, but I snuck it anyway. I did. I sure did. On a Sunday morning, too. Lord have mercy. So, anywho, you guys, we're back, whatever. I want to take a quick mention. Don't forget, we're doing a shoe giveaway later on this evening. It's coming up. Matter of fact, I'm going to let you know, it'll be going on in about 15 to 20 minutes. I'm going to have Tynese Hill of Restricted Shoes up here. We're going to talk, hang out, kick it, and give out some 5 pair of free female designer shoes. Y'all definitely want to cop that, all right? But real quick, I got our boy Rollo here from Rollo Street Team. What's going on, Rollo?
Oh, what it do, man? Rollo Street TV CEO, EOTM.
That's what it do. And so right now, I understand that you're looking for a female singer. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a sexy young singer to blow, you know. But I got Mona in the house. She told me about her beautiful daughter. I might have to go with that one.
No. You can't just pick that one right off the head. Hold on. I don't know Mona like that. What I'm going to need you to go ahead and do, listeners, go ahead and hit us up on Facebook, EOTM, whichever version you want to go with. It's a lot of us. Also, hit T'Angelo up at T'Angelo@EOTMRadio.com. If you got vocals, send us an EPK, a little MP3, a little DSL, a little .com this, .com that, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. Get into it. And definitely check out Rollo. Where can I find you, Rollo?
RolloStreetTV.com.
Okay, so if you think you're that sexy lady, what you looking for? The next who?
I'm looking for the next Rollo Street.
No, but that's female.
The next female. Rollo Street Music.
You want her to be like a Nicki Minaj? You want a Sierra? You want a pussycat doll? You want to be a Beyonce, a Britney?
I want a pussycat doll.
Loosen up my buttons, babe. All right. I hope you can get into it. So if you want to be with EOTM and do what we do, then you want to hit a Rollo at a Rollo Street Team or EOTM Radio, EOTM Media, EOTM.com. This was not on my format, but you guys. Okay, everyone, this is T'Angelo, and I'm here with EOTM Media. And right now, I want to discuss to you a really important topic, the 42nd NAACP Image Awards. They had their nominees announced yesterday, and as you may or may not be aware, Carla B. and T'Angelo of EOTM Media were definitely in the house. We were hanging out and rubbing elbows with the likes of Smokey Robinson, 50 Cent, a.k.a. Curtis Jackson, singer-songwriter, he is, also actress Sanaa Lathan, actress Kimberly Elise, actor, comedian Efron Crockett, also the young actor Mr. Columbus Short. We were all hanging out and enjoying ourselves at a wonderful event. I sighed because I still can smell the scent of Miss Sanaa Lathan as she was nicely rubbed against my side as hung out and kicked it and chilled. Also, you can check out on Facebook where Miss Carla B. became real good, close and personal with Mr. Curtis Jackson. She's been giving us such high energy about the video that she has out. You'll have to go on Facebook and check that out for yourself. But you will want to check out the 42nd Annual NAACP Awards March 4th on Fox. That is when the show will air, and you know that EOTM Media will be in the spot to be. So check it out and look us EOTMmedia.com, T'Angelo at EOTMradio.com. Or you can always Google us because we're all over. All right, you guys, we're definitely gonna be everywhere that you want to be. If it's celebrities, if it's music, if it's a hot spot, you want to be where T'Angelo and Carla B. All top 10 reasons small businesses fail. Everyone out there wants their own company. Everyone out there wants to start on their own and have their own thing going. But what does it take to have your own? What does it take to make it as your own? Well, these are the top 10 reasons businesses don't make it. So you definitely want to pay attention here. A lot of students talk about going to school and majoring in business. Well, when you do so, these are some areas you'll want to pay particular attention to so you don't have your small business fail. Number one, the myth that it just doesn't work. People think that there is not enough demand for the product or service at the price that will produce a profit for the company. For example, would include a startup trying to compete against Best Buy and its economic sales. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. You just have to get out there and find what it takes. The myth is that you can't do it, and that's not true. Everybody doesn't like Best Buy. Number two, owners who cannot get out of their own way. I knew someone like this who could not get out their own way. Let the product sell itself. You don't always have to do extra. If you got the product and the service that people want, you don't have to do it. I mean, you don't have to push that hard. They may be stubborn, and you might even be risking, you know, you might even have a conflict, but the meaning that they like everybody or like your product is what it is. So don't get too caught up in overselling. Get out of your own way. And sometimes you become successful and become afraid of it, and you get scared and run with it either. Also, out-of-control growth. This is something that is a blessing and a curse all at the same time. You're offering this product. It's just you and your family of four making the cookies or the cupcakes one loves, and all of a sudden you just explode across everything, and you have these orders that you can't even keep up with. Well, this might be a sad reason for failure, a successful business that is ruined by overexpansion. You kind of want to monitor your intake. Sometimes you have to turn a couple of clients away and tell them not just yet that you're not ready, because this would include moving into markets that are not as profitable or expanding yourself slowly. But just when you notice coming in too strong, just sometimes you have to turn it away. A person or a client or a customer will prefer you saying, I can't do it right now, versus promising a service or a product that you cannot produce. Number four, poor accounting. One of the biggest issues. You cannot be in control of a business if you do not know what's going on. What bad numbers or what no numbers or a company is flying blind, okay, when you don't know what kind of money is coming in, and it happens all the time. And why? Well, for one thing, it is a common and it's quite unfortunate, the misconception that an outside accounting firm hired primarily to do taxes will keep a watch out for your business. In reality, that is not their job. As a chief financial officer, one of the many hats an entrepreneur has to wear until he can hire a real financial advisor. But these other companies that come in and you hire for that really are focusing to ensure that your taxes are paid and up to date. So you really have to make sure that you don't have the poor accounting going on. Also, lack of cash cushion. Now, a lot of us will have this issue in our own personal lives. So to get a business and think that you're going to make a difference or have a change in your habits, not likely. You want to have a cushion. I mean, you never know if the company is going to take a slow point, if the economy shifts, maybe something happens and you're selling, like I said, cupcakes, and all of a sudden butter is bad in the news. All of a sudden butter is really talked about. Well, your company might go left for a month or two. You got to have that cushion there. And just to run through the rest of these, dysfunctional management, a lack of function and vision, people who can't plan, I hate that one, and a lack of a successful plan. You have to write your business plan out. You really have to ensure that you know where you're going. And then, like I said earlier, a decline in the market. You know, a bookstore, music store, printing business, and others are dealing with that right now as technology is starting to expand bigger and bigger. And before, you couldn't do things on your own. You couldn't make your own videos. You couldn't get your own music. But right now, any old blow schmo can go out and spend $1,500 and give their own self, can give their own selves a music studio. So, again, those are the top 10. Did I mention all 10? I think that was the top 10 reasons. Oh, operational efficiencies. That's another thing. When you're paying too much for rent, paying too much for labor, materials, I mean, that's another thing you have to be aware of, is to make sure that you are doing spending your money wisely and not just have too much going on with the funds, okay? So, again, those are the 10 reasons that some of the small businesses fail, and these are things you want to watch out for. So as you go into becoming an entrepreneur, that you keep your eyes on most of these areas. And I'll just run through that. It was excuse me, it was a myth that you can't do it, owners who can't get out of their own way. Then you also have out-of-control growth, poor accounting, lack of cash cushion, operational efficiencies, dysfunctional management, lack of a successful plan, and decline in the market. So these are areas that you'll want to keep in mind as you start to have your own business. So let's go, moving right along. Okay, well, you guys, the time is approaching quickly as we are going to do our, as we're getting ready to do the giveaway of the shoes. I mean, are you guys excited? Are you ready? Can you handle it? I mean, I'm super excited to have a beautiful young lady like this who's just doing awesome things with her career where she's gone so far. So, what am I talking about, you mean? Like, what am I referring to? Well, of course, I'm referring to the wonderful and the beautiful senior designer of Restricted Shoe Line, which would be Tyneese Hill. Now, Tyneese Hill is actually a very young lady. She's a 27-year-old who started working with the company back in 2005, and then 2.5 years later, she became the senior designer for the company. Traveling to places like New York, Atlanta, China, London, England, this young fashionista is blazing trails with the goal of making Tyneese Hill a household name in shoe design and Restricted Footwear, globally known as a women's contemporary brand. Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome the beautiful, the sultry Tyneese Hill.
Hello, T'Angelo. How are you doing today?
Mademoiselle, I'm doing quite well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm doing well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So out of all these places you traveled to, are you currently in your home city?
I am, actually. Yes, I am at home.
Okay. With you, that's definitely a question one has to ask because you seem to just travel the globe doing what you love to do.
Yes, that's true. It does seem like I'm all over the place, and there's a few spurts when I'm actually in town at home, but I enjoy it, and it's what I do. So
beautiful.
I enjoy the traveling.
That's what's up. So let's take a step back and learn a little bit about you. How did you get into the world of fashion and shoe design?
I've always loved shoes ever since I was a little girl. And
what woman doesn't?
Of course, either dressing up in her mom's shoes or looking in magazines and, you know, always being enamored by the high fashion. So that's what it was for me when I was young. I always loved shoes, and my mom was actually in the fashion industry, so that's
okay.
Also where I drew some fashion influence. So as a teenager, I taught myself how to draw shoes. And
really?
And just having the passion for it, I knew then it was the direction that I was going to go. So I just sought out every opportunity to learn more about that field.
That's what's up. Okay. And so with that being said, I know that there was some education behind this.
Well, definitely. I sought out, you know, the types of schools where I could study footwear design, and I found the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles, and studied there, and that's where I began to learn more about the craft of shoes and more about fashion, and that's pretty much where I've gained the further education about designing and footwear and the footwear industry.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. So she mentioned the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. Did I say that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I know it personally.
Nickname Fit'em.
Right. I want to say that. I know it as Fit'em. So
right.
I know it as Fit'em. No, no worries.
Right, correct.
The full name is okay. So Fit'em. That's awesome. So listen, me and Tyneese, we actually know each other for quite some time. We actually hung out once where she was sick at home by her lonesome, and there was this wonderful fashion movie. I remember why we were there too. Poor thing was off.
Right.
Did you hurt your foot? Was your foot messed up?
Oh yeah, something like that.
Funny enough, and so we came to the house and we had probably some snacks and cocoa and watch that fashion film. And I would say it was so much fun because you have a real fashionista who's in the world who can, you know, let us know what is and isn't, you know, real. So when someone refers to like a movie like Devil Wears Prada, is it pretty accurate? Would you agree with how they presented the world of fashion?
I would say maybe probably about 70%. I think
right.
the extreme meanness that was portrayed is a little bit extreme. I mean, granted, you do have a very fast-paced and high-demanding industry, but
right.
generally, and especially in footwear, I work with a lot of really great people. So I would say that that's pretty much an exaggeration. But
which part of it?
As far as the attitudes and
oh, okay.
that type of right, the type of energy that was portrayed. But as far as the fast paced lifestyle, that's definitely how it is. I mean
right.
there's always shows going on, there's always a place, an event, a fashion event where, you know, it may be required where, you know, you have to be in New York or, you know, the next week be in Paris or the following week or, you know, 2 weeks later be in China or something like of the sort. So
you're just on the move.
Right. On the move. Definitely. I would say that's pretty true to form.
So with life as a whole, what would you say is a misconception with your industry? Because, of course, everyone, especially with that movie, thinks that it's always high fashion, you're wearing the hottest threads, you're always dressed to the nines. I mean, do you wake up every morning in stiletto heels, a cute little Barbie doll dress, and your hair and makeup just done?
Well, no. Every
No. Really? I'm surprised. I'm totally surprised.
Well, I mean, there are those days, definitely. There are a huge percentage of those days, but yeah, there's a casual day thrown in there because, you know, let's face it, I've got to sit in traffic and that sort of thing. So,
I definitely
yeah,
do forget
you know,
those parts of the day, don't they?
Right. That very true. Very true.
Okay.
So yeah, there are some of those days. There's some of those glamorous days, but then there's a pretty, I live a pretty normal lifestyle, just like anyone else. I get up, I wake up, I go to work, I do my laundry on the weekends, that sort of thing. So.
Okay. Really? See, again, wouldn't have thought you did laundry. Wouldn't have thought that. No, they don't do laundry in the movies. I gotta think it.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we do.
Okay, so currently right now you are working with Restricted, and what would you say is, like, the best thing of working with this company? What have you enjoyed the most about it?
I love a lot. I love the people I work with. I love the shoes I design. I love how, you know, I've pretty much grown with the company. You know, it's like home. I work with a lot of really great people, and we're a family-based company, so to speak. So, you know, the people I work with are like family, and the shoes I design are I'm really passionate about. So it I have the perfect job. I love my job.
That is awesome. That's what's up. Okay. So I want to also ask you now, one of the hardships of being in a passionate job is when you're giving your passion so diligently and so willingly to your career, are you able to equally give that to your personal life? Or do you date? Are you married? Or what are we doing?
I've been in a relationship for a while. Yeah, I do find time for my personal life. You know, it's not every day where it's 9 to 5 and I can just shut it off, you know, by dinner time. There are those days when I work late and or, you know, I'm checking emails at midnight or something like that. But generally,
checking emails at midnight.
You know,
wait, you said checking emails like in the bed? In the bed? That's your duty?
No.
Is that okay?
Because
you can... Hold on, we get an email at midnight. What's going on?
You have to answer the powers that be. You know, you have to answer the operations are still going on across the world. So you
that
know,
would be
just
a trusting man
sleeping,
to allow his girl
because
to get
we're sleeping. just because we're sleeping doesn't mean that. Pardon me?
China is asleep. I was saying that must be a trusting man to have you get emails at midnight. That's very nice of him.
Oh yes, definitely.
No, I'm just being facetious. Okay,
right.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, she's balanced it all. Well, that's what's going on. So then, of course, on the opposite side, what did you say is an area of your job that you that is your least favorite?
That's a really good question.
I would imagine, just thinking about, you know, not knowing much of what you do, not doing too much, you know, but I'm thinking it could be something along the lines of, I mean, how does it feel when you spent this time on this design that you are passionate about and it doesn't make it? I mean.
Well, that, you know what, que sera, sera, I get over it.
Really?
But, yeah, I get over it because, you know what, the ones that do, I guess that's another part of my job that I really love a lot, the ones that do, when I get reaction from the customers and when I go online and read the customer reviews and, you know, see women wearing my shoes and pictures of women happy in my shoes, like that really touches me and I love it. So, you know, the feeling that I get from that is pretty much trumps everything and really makes my job worth it. It's like when I get that feeling, it makes me, you know, kind of a sigh of relief, and you know, that's what it was all for. All the blood and sweat through the season, you know, developing, when it finally comes out and there's a beautiful product on the market that women are raving about and love the product, I'm happy. So
right. Now, I know you go to China to do some of your – you go to China actually kind of off. Why is China very popular for you?
It's been pretty much the manufacturing hub. A lot of products across many industries are made in China, but especially footwear.
So when you see that sign that says made in China.
Yes. It's on I'm sure you can find that sign on a lot of products, but definitely it's been a footwear manufacturing country for a few decades.
That's what it is. You're over there because it's the happening spot.
Well, I would say more shoes are made in China than a lot of other places. I mean, the manufacturing is huge there. So,
okay. Yeah, then that's exactly where you would be. Well, I would say, again, I don't get to wear any of your shoes because they're all for ladies, which is perfectly fine. I mean, I imagine that's okay. But we are giving away shoes today. What is that about? What are we talking about giving away here?
We're giving away we have a boot that's available from the Fall 10 collection, also a flat that's available from the Fall 10 collection. I believe it's the boot is a suede boot available in a few colors. And
wow. And then boots are the hottest thing out right now. Everybody wants the boot.
Yeah, boots have been increasingly popular for the past few fall seasons. So,
okay.
We've got...
That's awesome.
We have
okay.
a few things to offer.
That's what's up. Well, listen, we're going to play a track real quick. You have a minute to hang out for a second? We go ahead and get those shoes away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, recently I've been doing this whole throwback to the 90s, and so now we're going to go. Well, matter of fact, I'm going to have to ask you real quick. Do you remember the song by 112, Peaches and Cream?
Oh, yes. That was Peaches and Cream, 112.
Where would you think you were in life when Peaches and Cream came out?
Where was I? I think I was probably, it was maybe like my first year here in California.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just funny how we now, you know, as you start to get older,
your parents
always said you can look back and see where you were in space based off the music.
Right. That's true. That's so true. Where were you?
Yeah. When Peaches and Cream came out, I was still living in my hometown, and it was hilarious because my best friend, loved the song to death, and we just thought it was the best thing ever. And it was when I grew up that I realized what the song was really talking about.
Right.
And I can't believe, okay, I didn't understand. My mom was like, you are not listening to this song. And I was like, Mom, it's fine. It is Sunday morning. And I didn't think it was a problem. And I'm trying to listen to Peaches and Cream.
Oh, goodness.
Hilarious. So, with further ado, then hang out with us for a second. This seal, tiny seal, that is, of restricted. And you guys definitely go ahead and call in so you can pick up these new shoes. The radio line is 718-664-6543. You can go on to Facebook to become a fan of Restricted Footwear Company. And we'll be right back after this. Baby, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're still hanging out here on EOTM Radio. I'm just letting the callers know that they still want to go ahead and call in to 718-664-6543. So, Lady T. Oh, that was Tina Marie. It still sounded cute. So, Tani, are you ready?
Yes. Are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I'm ready. Oh, she's going to give me the low sexiness. Okay, hold on. We ready. I can give you the deep sexy, too, baby. See if you want to go deep sexy on me. I got probably what you need, okay?
What are we getting ready for?
To give away the shoes, baby.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, she's ready to give away some shoes. Okay, let's get our first caller on the line. Let's see who we got here. I'm going to go ahead with Teresa Simpson. Teresa, are you there?
I sure am. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
I'm good, Teresa.
How are you?
Go ahead and talk. Say hi. So, Teresa, where are you from?
California, located in Victorville.
Okay, what's up? So, Tanya, go ahead and let her know.
You've just won a free pair of shoes, either a boot or a flat.
Oh, I take the boot.
Of course, it got to be the boot. It got to be the boot. That's what's up.
That's what's
so,
up. Right.
Yes. Yeah, so, do you already have a collection of boots already?
Yes, I do.
So, guys, just add one more to the collection.
I love boots.
Great, that's great. So, definitely let us know your size and your information, and we'll definitely get
back to
get,
you.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll get back to you.
Okay, well, go ahead and hold the line so we can get your information, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, that's what's up. A girl right here from Victorville. Well, right here. I'm not no real really near Victorville. So.
No, but that's great. That's great. We're glad she's going to be a restricted wearer.
Right. Someone else to sport that boot. Uh-oh. Yeah, I knew that boots were definitely the it thing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely now. It's a little chilly. And so boots are, they're comfortable right now.
Right, yeah, they definitely are. And you can kind of wear a boot with everything.
Yeah, but just about nowadays. Nowadays, leggings are really popular. Tights are really popular. So
it's easy
to, you know, just slide a boot on over that.
That's what, well, let's go ahead and do this again. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Latoya Favors, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well,
hello, Latoya. I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm great.
Good.
Go ahead, let her know, Tiny. It's all you.
I'm great. I'm glad to tell you that you've just won a pair of either a boot or a flat.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think I'll take the flat so I like to be comfy.
Okay,
that's what's
great.
Up. So, what up, Latoya? Where are you from?
I'm actually living in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, that's
California.
Not too far. Now, that's a little bit closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's going on. So, are you two a shoe lover, Latoya?
Yes, I am, very much so.
I'm waiting to find a woman who says not that much.
Right, right. I doubt you'll find her.
Really? You don't
want
like five? You don't want just a minimum five, like a maximum five pair of shoes?
I don't think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think that's really rare. I think it's really rare that a woman only has five pairs.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what. Well, Latoya, definitely hold the line so we can get your information, your sizes and whatnot. We'll get that out to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and congratulations. Welcome to 2011. That is how we do it, you guys, here on EOTM, with love, dance, and the hate in between them. Tanis, I didn't know that giving away shoes would be this much fun.
Me either.
Like, I'm like, I'm really in here like, yeah, boy, we're giving it away. Oh.
No, but you know why it feels good to make people happy? Like, that feels so great.
Right, it is. And that's really what it comes down to, is just quality of people. That's awesome. Okay, so I have a jazz on the line. Yes, you are a winner. You have just won a pair of restricted shoes.
Hi, Tangelo. I love you. I love your show. I've been listening all night, Tanis. You are just so awesome, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Paris.
From
Paris? Oh, wow.
From Paris?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a little ways away from y'all.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, Tanis, let her know.
Wow, you've just won a free pair of restricted shoes, either a boot or a flat, whichever
Woo-hoo!
You would prefer.
Free shoes. What woman does not want free shoes?
I'll try to find one.
I'm going to go with the boot.
Great.
Which one?
Great. The boot.
And, Tanis, did you design the shoes that you're giving away today?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
That's what's up. Well, wonderful. Well, I guess since you two love shoes, I'm still waiting to find one who doesn't. And you went with the boot, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you have a collection of boots as it is?
I do. I love boots. Like, I'd rather put a boot on any day of the week. Boots are just awesome. I wear boots in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
Is that considered a fashion faux pas?
I hope not in August. I mean, because it's really hot in August.
A boot with a short short?
Yes, I love it. Boots with short shorts.
That's wonderful.
Okay,
that's what's up.
It depends on the boot, but yeah, okay.
I guess, I don't know. Guys, go ahead and hold the line so we can definitely get your size and your information to get that boot out to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I love you. All right. Okay, that's what's up. Well, she was super excited, Tanis.
Yes, I'm so happy. I'm very, very happy for all the winners. Congratulations.
Okay, so that was three.
Awesome.
Okay. Here we go. Let's do it again. We got our next caller on the line. Linda, are you there?
Hey, yes, I'm here.
All right. Tanis, say what's up.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing good. Have
Already?
Oh, wow. You've just won a free pair of restricted shoes, either a boot or a flat, whichever you prefer.
I'll pick boots.
Okay, great.
Boots. Okay, so, Miss Linda, you already collect boots, or do you have a collection of boots as it is?
Right now, I just have three pairs. One is, like, kind of snow boots, one is rain boots, and one is, like, knee-high black boots.
Okay. Well,
this is going to be a perfect addition to your collection.
So
Thank
go ahead
so
and describe
much.
The boot. Tanis, what kind of boot are we looking at here? Let's describe this boot.
We're looking at a very tall, over-the-knee convertible. You can fold the cuff to convert it below the knee. And it's a suede boot, real suede. Tall, the heel, it's a heel about 3.5 inches,
okay.
But very comfortable, and it's got a zipper for easy adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe it's the boot I'm wearing. I believe it's the boot I'm wearing that's on
Linda,
the
flyer.
Does
that sound like something you need in your collection?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
That's awesome. Right now, I think the knee-high boots are what everyone's trying to rock right now.
Yeah, definitely the over-the-knee and to-the-knee height has been popular for this season especially. So
that's what's up. Well, Linda, and where are you calling from?
What's that?
Go ahead, Tanis.
Oh, you said where is she calling from?
Oh, yeah, I thought you had something. Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, anywhere in any city, area, region?
San Francisco.
Oh, we up in the Bay!
Wow.
Hey!
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, we'll have to have Restricted stomping its way all the way up to 5.
Absolutely.
But that's up. Well, Linda, hold the line. Don't go anywhere. We want to get your size and your information so we can definitely get those boots out to you.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good. Have a nice day.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
So, I would say I didn't even get the description of that boot earlier. The suede with the knee high. I mean, I remember back in the 90s, if you had a knee high boot, you were considered a streetwalker.
Well, if you've kind of been noticing that within the last since 2009, over the knee boots have been becoming more popular, and
There's been some fashion nod to Pretty Woman and, you know,
right.
Cyndi Lauper and certain icons from the 80s that would showcase the thigh-high boot, as you will. But it's back in fashion. It's back in fashion. But I can assure you that my boot is totally chic and it's not slutty. So it's slim and you can cuff it to make it not as tall. So it's gorgeous.
That's awesome. Well, we're winding down. We're to our last caller. So
I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Tall
yeah.
over the knee,
yeah.
convertible. It's made of suede. Heel, it's about 3.5, and then there's
hello.
Is that Ramona?
Yeah, this is Ramona on the line.
Hey there, Ramona. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm doing great. I'm excited, and my feet been hurting these little generic shoes, so I want to talk about some shoes that's gonna make my feet feel good.
Well, Chinese, that's your cue.
But I got on a pair of boots right now, and obviously these boots ain't made for walking, so. Tell me what a girl got to do to walk in some classy, classy designer shoes.
Well, you don't have to do anything more because you just won a pair. So definitely, definitely let us know your size and leave your information and we'll get it sent out to you.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate that. You got a beautiful voice.
So then would you like the flat or the boot?
You say the flats or the boots? I gotta have some heels on these feet. I'm trying to push this arch in a little bit deeper.
So you need the boot, huh?
Better than that. Okay, well that's what I wore Chinese. I guess this is. I don't have any purpose. It's about you. I don't have any
to do
with arches.
That's
wow.
great.
Ramona, where are you calling from?
Well, you know what? I'm in the sunny side, Cali, also.
Oh, okay. Good. We'll save on postage.
Thank you guys so much, and I'm going to respect your line, and I'm going to hold on to you guys say, hey, give me that information.
That's what's up. Well, thank you so much, Ramona. Yes, do hold the line so we can get that information from you to get those boots out to you to get your arch nice and lifted like you need it.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
You
thank
too.
You and God
thank
bless
you.
You as well. Wow. That was a good last call.
Yeah, that was great.
That
she's trying to push
awesome.
That arch in. I hear you.
See, as a dancer, we want our arches to be deeper, of course, so we can, you know, stand up on point.
Right,
but
more flexibility.
Yeah, see, and I didn't know you needed an arch to walk in a pair of shoes.
Well, I mean, heels. I mean, if you're kind of don't really have an arch, or if you're kind of flat, if you put on a heel, you'll experience a little bit of discomfort. You know.
And you know what? I'm not sure you had a chance to check out yet, but we're gonna put it up here soon, everybody, for the NAACP Image Award nominations. Me and other host Carla B was there, and Sanaa Lathan was there in these red, like, 7-inch stiletto pump-looking thingies or whatever, and she was killing. Like, everyone noticed it because she had on these red shoes with these red lips and a Barbie doll dress. I mean, you couldn't miss
wow.
it. And I remember by the end of it, I was like, how are your feet doing? She said, they're killing me, and I have to walk out of here. And
I believe it. 7 inches is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, and actually, it reminds you of that the shoe from the advertising of Devil Wears Prada. It had a zipper from the base of the heel all the way up.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that? I like the whole dominatrix look. You got something like that?
Not specifically. We have high
black
heels.
Black leather and chains. Black leather
no.
and chains. Maybe. No.
No. We're a little bit more mainstream.
You did say chic, and I'm thinking trashy. Well, anyhow, we're going to go ahead and let you get out of here. Tynese, has been awesome having you, giving away shoes and hearing about traveling and what's
thanks
chic and
having.
What's in.
Thanks for having me. I've had a blast.
Wonderful. So, and for the listeners who want to continue to find you and get their own pair of Restricted, where can I find you?
RestrictedShoes.com or on our Facebook, Restricted Shoes. We're also MySpace.com/RestrictedShoes.
That's what's up. So, you guys, remember, Restricted Shoes is definitely what it is. Tynese Hill, the young 27-year-old senior designer of a line where it takes her everywhere. So, remember, as your young adults out there, you don't have to be 50 to be successful. You can do it right here and right now. And, Tynese, you are definitely a great example of how to take your life and really do positive things with it. I truly want to thank you. I tip my hat off to you.
Thanks a lot. That means a lot. Thank you.
All righty. Well, until the next fashion show, young lady, I'm going to let you take that catwalk and get up out of here.
Okay. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed, because I did. Tynese Hill is definitely, as they say, the B.I., okay? She was giving out free shoes, giving us fashion tips, letting us know how it is to be a WWW. That stands for Worldwide Woman. You heard? So anyhow, this has been great, you guys. I'm having a blast. We're having fun giving out shoes and kicking it and me doing raps and stuff. Oh, and Christian talking about college and whatnot. I mean, what else is there to talk about? Well, I thought of something. Is the Verizon iPhone worth buying right now? Now, for all of you gadget fanatics out there, my mother included, I have actually a couple of friends who are gadget fanatics. They know what gadget is coming out, what's new about it, why is it different than the last one, what did it do better than this, that, and the other. Well, for us common folk who don't quite keep up with the Joneses so tough, here we go. Now, I personally don't own an iPhone. I recently got a touchscreen phone, and it's still causing me some blues because I feel like my fingers are too big. But I'm going to go to the plastic surgeon and have him cut my fingers down. But Carla's over here. Carla B is over here grinning with it. You'd be going through it trying to punch a key. But anyhow, the Verizon iPhone will officially be available to consumers on February 10th. February 10th. Here's why it may or may not be worth buying right now. Now, the pricing, for example, will remain the standard $199 for the 16 gig and $299 for the 32 gig. And it also requires a two-year contract through Verizon, which is kind of standard for the Verizon customer. You can also, if you are currently a Verizon customer, you can get a pre-order phone on February 3rd, actually. So, you know, if you're already Verizon, you got the okey-doke. You can go ahead and get up on it a little earlier. But a few changes, however. The hot sync feature, which turns phones into a Wi-Fi hotspot. So for those who do like a lot of internet stuff out there, you definitely want to check out this feature, because the biggest news to come out of their announcement about this phone is Verizon's hot sync service with the phone. It means that the iPhone can act as a mobile hotspot for up to 5 different devices, a feature that AT&T has never offered. Now, current AT&T iPhone customers are able to enable with tethering, which allows another device like a laptop to use the iPhone basically as a cellular internet modem, but it costs $45 to $60 per month depending on the plan. Well, Verizon Network could be more relate. Oh, excuse me. Okay, a few little exercises. Sorry about that. I'm back. Oh. So Verizon Network may be a little bit more reliable than AT&T's. So I'm not sure if you are an AT&T fan or a customer, but I know I have a friend who's an AT&T customer who lives out, I think, in Tennessee, and the AT&T service sucks, and it wasn't any better for my friend who lived in Michigan. That's just their personal opinion. I don't know. I don't have AT&T. Verizon seems to be a little more reliable. And, of course, drop calls on AT&T's networks have scared away many of their customers from purchasing an iPhone. But Verizon made sure to emphasize that its network has been tweaked to handle the massive influx of iPhone customers. The company has been working with Apple since 2008 and testing it for a year ahead of time. So they're very aware of, you know, the large amount of customers who might change over to the to their service because of the new phone. And they've also been making sure to leave a margin within the network that iPhone customers can feel. In essence, Verizon has been preparing for this for quite some time. I mean, they're confident that they left their network open enough that a bunch more customers won't slow it down. Verizon iPhone has also a new antenna, which will help matters to, you know, lessen the drop cost. So we don't have any information on the data plans just yet or their pricing. And that includes the iPhone Hot Sync feature, again, which will allow you. So pretty much with the Hot Sync feature, you guys, say you're at, I don't know, an expo or something, and if you want to use your laptops to go online and check your emails or something, you can use your cell phone as a modem to let your laptop get your internet. And so what we're saying is we don't have any information on the pricing of that just yet. I think that will also kind of tell us if we will or won't get that one. So, but they won't be telling us that information until they kind of feel like it, basically, or until it gets closer to. That's kind of a sales thing, so you want to hold on to that information. But also a mention that I will put out there is the Verizon the iPhone is kind of a late thing for Verizon. I mean, they've been working on this for so long that the backdrop to it is the new iPhone that you think. For Verizon, it's an old phone. So, you know, if you might get it now, but then by the end of the year, they might have out the new hotness. So if you the new hotness, you might want to hold off a minute because you know how these companies do you. They'll put out the phone right now without the video camera, and then 6 months later, throw out with the video camera and put $100 on top of it, and now you upset because you got the oldness, not the buttery hotness. You get what I'm saying? Okay. So the new iPhone is just coming. We also fully expect the iPhone this summer, which will probably be carrier neutral, so the iPhone won't be to just these companies. I mean, anyone will be able to do it. As we well know, an iPhone is no longer with just AT&T as it is with both Verizon and AT&T. So it's very possible and probably likely that the iPhone 5 will feature 4G since the AT&T and Verizon are pushing so hard in that direction. That means the next one will probably have it as well. So something to watch out for. Is it worth it? Is it not? Let's look at the pricing details and the plans. With the new Hot Sync feature service, it's still kind of up in the air, but you'll have to think about it, you know, and see where to go. I'm not the person who hops in bandwagon for a new something. I kind of like to let it get out there, let it boil over a while. I mean, I remember when the iPhone first hit the market. I mean, you had never seen a touch screen. You hadn't seen any of this stuff except on, like, Star Trek. And the phone came out, and it had, you know, a lot of problems at first. And so, again, it has great features, but I say wait it out. I mean, some people have to have it before everybody else does for bragging rights. Hey, go for it. I'll put a dance piece together that you can't do, and I'll brag about that. So I'm just being facetious. So I would definitely say, is it worth it or not? That's something you have to decide, but I hope my insight on it has given you a little direction. So anyhow, we're kind of coming to a close here, aren't we? We have had a great show. We've done everything. We've talked about the top 10 reasons small businesses fail. We've talked to Christian about the Black College Expo. We gave a great happy birthday to my sister. We the box offices. We've done so much today. Don't forget, I want to just mention again, Baby Day. I didn't mention Baby Day. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, you guys. Really quickly, let me discuss Baby Day. Baby Day is an event that's put together by the North Area Community Development, and they're proud to offer a $1,000 scholarship for the Hearts of Arts Scholarship and $500 to a youth who's 15 and under. The scholarship, you have to live in the areas of the Los Angeles or surrounding areas, being like the South Bay, South LA, or the Gateway Cities, or you have to live in North County, San Diego, or in the Inland Empire, which would range from Riverside and San Bernardino County. The scholarship is intended to reward an individual dancer or volunteer in their community through sharing their artistry. So if you're a dancer or choreographer or something like that and you share your artistry and you volunteer in the community, you're a person who might be interested in this $1,000 or $500 scholarship. And people, this is called free money. So I hope you're beginning to catch this information. Any person is encouraged to apply that meets the qualification. Let's see. The requirements are you must be a resident of one of the four mentioned areas. You have to provide proof of dance experience, so anything like a letter from a studio or some video footage, a certificate of awards, things like that. Provide some still footages for performances. you have to have some volunteer work to a 501c. So if you volunteer, that's you're also, you know, eligible. And there's a few other things too, but I will make this point. The completed application would have to be postmarked and turned in by February 14th, 2011. So again, it's called Baby Day, and North Area Community Development is NACD, and it's the Hearts for Arts Scholarship, $1,000 or $500, okay? So if you're anywhere from 16 to 99 years of age, you can apply for the $1,000 scholarship. And if you're 15 and under, you can apply for the $500 scholarship if you're in Los Angeles, North County, San Diego, or Inland Empire, okay? This is going to be a great event, you guys. I'm super excited. And you can email your submissions to Hearts at NACDWorldwide.com. That's Hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, at NACDWorldwide.com. You can also contact the Deputy Director, Daisy Tate, at 347-635-4514. Again, that was Daisy Tate at 347-635-4514. And if you happen not to call that information, you're always welcome to email me, and I'll be more than happy to forward that to you, which is tangelo@eotmradio.com. Okay? Also, before I go, I want to mention on the 21st of the month, you guys, we're definitely going to be starting a new show here on EOTM Radio. You know, we keep it moving. We keep it fresh, so you got to stay with it. Again, on the 21st, that Stephen Knight is going to be the new hotness. Okay, so I've been a new boy on the block for a little bit. I had my time. We're about to bring in somebody else. So definitely support Stephen Knight. The Stephen Knight Show. It's going to be at 8 p.m. on it's going to be on the EOTM Network, and it'll be 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so Stephen Knight is going to grace the radio station and do what he do. So you definitely want to support him and his endeavors. And again, Baby Day, and it's going to be awesome. So other than that, I want to just close and say thank you, Ronnie's Hill and Restricted, for so much for the giveaways. Our listeners truly enjoy. We're going to get there from shoot that out to them. Don't forget to check us out, you guys, on all of our media outlets. We just did in the CP Image Award nominations, and you're going to love it. The video will be out next week. Keep an eye out. And I've had a great, awesome time. I don't have anything else to say. Well, in the words of my homie, but that's all, folks. I'm your boy, T. Angela, and I am here with Love, Dance, and the Hate Between Them, and I'll leave you with these words. Dance as though no one is watching. Just live.